Okay, Cammy is back from Asia. She just got back from a missions trip. And she's going to take a couple of minutes just to share with us about what the Lord did on that trip.
Yes. So I spent 10 days in Chengdu, which is like southwest central-ish, and then 4 days in Beijing. So a day after I got there, I had a vision of China, like if you see it on a map, and like all the people in China were standing on the country, and I just started seeing spotlights from heaven coming down, just all around. So China is a very dark place. The government is pretty strict on like what they can look at, even on the internet or whatever. And so that was just kind of significant that I saw just the Lord starting to bring light to China, and just felt like he was saying that it's time for the people to know who he is in China, and just for the freedom of his gospel to spread. So with that, they really like the moral virtues, like forgiveness and honesty and good character, but they don't really want to hear about why you have that hope or the God that makes forgiveness possible. So when I was there, I read this from Streams in the Desert. Make your petition deep, O heart of mine. Your God can do much more than you can ask. Launch out on the divine. Draw from his love-filled store. Trust him with everything. Begin today and find the joy that comes when Jesus has his way. So I really struggled with not being able to be open 100% about Jesus and sharing his love. And so just really felt like the Lord was speaking that even if I can't say his name, I can still share about him and that he's going to work no matter what we say. And so with that, we did a lot with Young Life. They have a pretty heavy university Young Life ministry there. And we went to a Young Life camp, which actually looks more like a boarding school. So we got to share with some high schoolers. And ended up, they asked us at the end what are the most joyful time in our life. And so we got to share about when we accepted Christ. And during that time, they showed us these traditional costumes from their culture and showed us this these traditional dances that they do a lot. And so we thought that was really cool, and just that we got to share that with them, kind of a way to show our love instead of just say it. And later on, we ran into a missionary that's been there 9 years, and he said, how did you get to go see these people? They're very closed off. They never let foreigners inside, and they never show people what you got to see, the culture and the costumes and the dancing. So just really cool how the Lord worked in that, and just really felt like he was present, and just kind of that sowing the seeds. And then we had a 14-year-old girl accept Christ when we were there. So it was really cool to be a part of that and just see. She had said that she felt really inspired, and never before had she had that feeling. And her dad had wanted her to wait till she was 18 to make that decision. And so just cool, just that the Lord intervened and said no right now. And then we had several translators with us, and one of them has been around the ministry for a while, and she knows everything, but she has not accepted Christ yet. And so we got to share our stories with her, and I saw a vision of her, or of Jesus, with his arms spread out wide, just telling her to come. And so I just got to share that with her, and just told her that whenever she's ready, that he's waiting for her. I think there's just a lot of fear in China about making that decision. I think there's a lot of desire for more and searching, but there's a lot of cost that comes with accepting Christ in China. And there's, in China, they have government churches that are very kind of nominal, not much depth to them. And then there's like the house churches that are just making disciples. And so it's a very weird mixture of that. And so just really, if I can call you guys to be praying about that for China, the government is okay with Christianity as long as it's not really going to spread around China. So it's that nominal, like, yeah, you can meet, yeah, you can sing some songs, yeah, you can talk about God, but just make sure that no one else is following him. If you accept Christ in China, there's persecution of your friends, your family, and you're most likely going to get fired from your job. I'm just really tender about how much cost there is in China, and just that darkness, but just the hope that he is bringing that light. So.
Amen. Thank you for going, Cammie. We love Cammie's heart, and I just wanted to see if you could pray for our brothers and sisters there. I just read an article 2 days ago about the security systems and the security cameras that are being put in all of the church buildings in China to monitor who goes in and who goes out. There's a security camera on the tithe box to see who gives. We are implementing that here next week, so I hope it's not a problem. It's a good idea, but there's just a crackdown again on the true church in China, and so it's forcing them into homes. And just so blessed, Cammie got to see that, and I just wonder if you could pray for the church in China, and we'll agree with you. That would be worth our time.
One more thing, actually. They have all the names and addresses of house churches around China. They don't really want to move yet because they don't want mob. So just be praying for, and I will too, just those house churches, those who are trying to get the gospel spread. Father, we just come before you and just lift up China. Agree with just what you're saying about bringing light just to the dark place in China. Lord, I just pray against any fear of anyone who is ministering over there. And Lord, I just pray that you would have your way in China. Just that your kingdom would come, be with, just our brothers and sisters over there. That they would, have no fear about spreading your word. Just that your kingdom would come in China. We just ask that, the enemy would no longer have a hold over China. That your spirit would just have full freedom, just breaking down those walls, Lord. Just breaking down the walls of the government church and just allowing just the freedom of your gospel to spread. We love you, Lord. We just thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Cammie. Thank you for going.